Yeah, there's one to get you moving in the morning. What, Vanessa Amorosi, absolutely everybody. I could see you chair dancing in there. I could see your little wiggle going on there.
Only a dead man couldn't wiggle to wiggly Amorosi. You couldn't happen.
I tell you, yeah, get you moving in the morning. Vanessa Amorosi, absolutely everybody. Morning to you, folks. Happy hump day to you. Wednesday, 12th of August. It's almost 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. I think we might be on for a half-decent day today, are we?
Is it looking as though? I don't know. That's the darkest morning I've ever seen out there today.
Really?
The darkest. I haven't seen that level of darkness in...
Since the last October. Time you looked in your shoe.
Since October, or since the last time I looked in my shoe, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, you see, that's... Well, what are we, 12th of August, nearly middle of August, you know what I mean?
Today.
You're going to have to prepare for the onslaught of autumn, PJ.
I think that's the first time I woke up and had to put the lights on, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah, no,
very dark.
I've had about a week of that, sticking the lights on.
Oh, jeepers, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
It's happening, but I think it might be a half-decent day today.
I hope so.
I'm trying to remember what John said, but... I have to confess, I never really listened.
I was polishing down the old desk, so I missed it. Hopefully it's more wiggly Amorosi than it is...
Yeah, yesterday evening was kind of... had its moments. I had a little... I was reading my book
right,
on the patio yesterday. I had its moments.
I didn't see any sun now.
Oh, yeah, there was the odd little bit.
Did you get a little bit up in the hills?
Yeah. When you break through the clouds, you know.
Right.
When you break through to the other side.
Yeah.
To the heavenly bit.
Up into, unicornland, yeah. People running around. Above the clouds, yeah. No, I didn't get any
living
of that.
Above the clouds. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008, folks. Happy hump day to you. Hopefully you're in good form. Loads going on today. Big one, of course. Another chance to get your name in for the Great Malta Escape.
Indeed, yeah, the Great Malta Escape. Giving you something to look forward to for next year. Head off on your holidays when we get a little bit more normal, so that's there.
And all the regulars in there as well, of course.
The
we'll
hitting
have,
bit.
Yeah, the hit bit, which is not this, by the way. Okay, just to be clear, it's not Bon Jovi.
Oh, yes, he plays it and then says it. It sounds like a bit of a conspiracy. I'd have a go. I'd have a guess at Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. 12 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, 12th of August. Happy hump day, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Wednesday. Hopefully you're in good form. About to take on the birthdays. Good selection. Good old selection of birthdays today. A few entertaining ones in here, PJ, I can tell you for
sure. Very good, very good.
Starting off with the Gypsy King.
Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury's birthday today.
Jeepers almighty. What a domination he's had of the world the last little while.
Yeah.
God, and what a road he's come. He was in an awful state for a long time. You know, he got huge.
Has his demons,
go.
It has to be
he
said.
He had his mental demons. He started saying outrageous stuff about gay people and everything.
Yeah, because he was nominated for the personality, BBC Personality of the Year, you know, sports personality. Yeah. And then that's when he got all the stick about some of the comments he made about, sexist and homophobic.
But he was literally having a complete and utter mental breakdown at the time. Like, he was, it's a problem when you're famous and you have a complete and utter mental breakdown.
Everybody knows about it, yeah.
There's a mic in front of your face when you're trying to, regain yourself. I think that...
I follow him on Instagram. I find it quite entertaining.
He's a very funny fella.
Yeah.
The only problem now is he's hanging out with very well-known criminals.
Well, there is that, yeah. That sudden turn has happened there in the last little while.
That didn't do him any favours, but he's been a very entertaining champion, that's for sure. You know what I mean?
And of course, he's very proud of his kind of Irish roots. He plays that up a lot.
He does, but he's such a Brit, really.
Yeah.
The carry-on of him and all, he's the ultimate Brit, you know. Like, when he's... You know, they're all doing their ring whilst and all Wilder's there. I'm going to knock you out, man. You won't last 5 seconds with the biggest puncher in the world. He goes, you know what you are, mate? You're a tosser. Or a dosser. He calls everyone a dosser. He's really so he's good, and he's about 13 foot high.
He's a huge man, isn't he?
Unbelievable.
Serious unit. How old is he, though?
33.
Not bad, 32.
Okay.
It's funny, I thought you were going to go older on that. I think he looks older.
I think he does look older. He definitely looks older.
Right, 32 for the Gypsy King. Right, on a somewhat similar vein.
Yes.
Mario Balotelli.
Ma Balotelli, the maniac!
Celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, he was brilliant.
And of course, how much more could this man ingratiate himself into your affections other than the fact that he played for both Manchester City and Liverpool?
I know, but I still like him because he's so mad.
Yeah. Well, any lad who can set off fireworks in his bathroom. You know what I mean?
In fairness, yeah. I mean, his famous goal celebration where he just stood there with his top off doing nothing but posing like a statue.
Yeah.
And all the
or the why always me.
Why always me?
On the t-shirt.
Because it's always you.
because you set off fireworks in your bathroom.
Because you're mad as a brush. I remember in the Poland European Cup when we were over there.
Yeah.
Following the Irish lads around and what was a disastrous campaign. But Mario Balotelli was the one player who stopped outside the stadium. And was doing photographs with all the fans and everything.
Yeah.
While the whole squad had to just wait on the bus. Like, a whole squad.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? There's some little Italian man shouting.
Who are we waiting for?
Mario.
Who do you think?
Mario. Adelante, Mario. Adelante. And he was just like, hee-hee. Didn't give a shit. Didn't care. Just having a crack.
Do you know the greatest story ever? If you have a minute, look up Jose Mourinho's Balotelli story. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think I can't remember it now.
It goes on a bit, but like, and he tells it much better, but the gist of it is basically he was bringing Balotelli on, and he spent the entire halftime team talk telling him he was bringing him on and telling him to just,
we just
need to see the game out. That's all we need to do. We just need to see the game out. So don't do anything. Just play your position. Just do,
don't get sent off. Whatever.
He got sent off.
Got sent off.
Literally, yeah. He only went on. He lasted 5 minutes.
Brilliant. What a character.
Straight red.
What a character. I think he's about...
Actually, sorry, I need to give you this one because it's a significant birthday.
Oh, well, then he's 40.
No, 30.
Oh.
Mario Balotelli, man. How could he be 40?
I thought he was in his 30s when I was at the Polish thing.
Oh my God!
Oh, I can't even give them to you. You can't even give them to you now.
Right? What about this? Pistol Pete himself, Pete Sampras.
Oh yeah, Pistol Pete. He's getting on a bit now, surely.
Yeah, but I tell you something. I always kind of felt that he didn't get the credit. I know he was a bit. There was a touch of the Andy What's Names about him.
Yeah,
he was a little bit on the boring side.
And Agassi was around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I guess he took all the thunder of those matches, those big matches.
But 14 Grand Slam titles is a big deal, you know. When you think of the greats, the Borgs, and the, you know what I mean. And obviously nowadays we have the Federers and the what's his name? What's the Spanish?
I don't know any of them. Nadal, is it?
Nadal.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Sampras, I don't know if he gets the credit.
No, I don't think so. He was too dull. I was sticking his lip out sulking when Agassi was like, you know, doing anyway good.
He was kind of the Paul Scholes of the tennis world.
Very much so. And he was better than Agassi, like, you know, considerably better.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. He's like 14 Grand Slam titles.
That's a
big deal, isn't it?
Great chapter in Agassi's book about how when he first saw Sampras play and everyone was saying how great Sampras was going to be, and how he just remembers seeing this twiggy little kid who couldn't hit a ball properly, and he laughed at it. He thought it was never going to come from.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that went well.
Little fella never said a word and bet the whole world stupid for years. He's about 47.
Not bad, 49.
Ah, okay.
49, back in the game. Right, a couple of music ones on very different ends of the scale, it has to be said. The first is so good, he's an OBE. Mark Knopfler.
Oh, Mark Knopfler!
Of Dire Straits fame, the man who gave you Walk of Life,
the
PJ.
The Walk of Life. He gave Jake Stevens the Walk of Life, representing Ireland in the World Karaoke Championships Heinola, Finland.
I'd say it was Mark Knopfler's proudest moment, man.
I'd say it was. I can't imagine anything better that happened.
Do you think he knows about that?
I doubt
it. Somehow it got to Mark Knopfler's ears that. Is this Irish lad, right? Jake Stevens is his name.
Yeah.
He did a very strange version of Your Walk of Life at the World Karaoke Championship.
And he sang it with Paul Young. And Paul Young said to him, Who are you? Yeah. Like, when I think about that song, set me on quite a wonderful journey.
It did. You owe a lot to Mark Knopfler, OBE.
And the amount of the big nights I had out, on stage and all, singing that song and everything.
Yeah.
There some great times to that song. So thank you very much, Mark Knopfler.
You know something? I'll ask Mike to dish it out as well. I'll ask him to fish it out first and then dish it out on social media.
Yeah.
Just to
I'll
mark,
do that.
To mark Knopfler's birthday.
I'd say Mark Knopfler now is about 64 years old.
He is, believe it or not, 71.
Wow. Okay, 71. I should have known better. And then it's hard to judge a man with a curly mullet. It's hard to judge.
Yeah, there's not a lot of the curly mullet left nowadays, I don't think.
No, no. It's got the baldy top on the curly mullet.
Absolutely.
That's a brave move, man. Walking around with skin on the top and curls coming down your neck. That's a brave move.
You need to be an OBE to carry
you
that off.
You have to, yeah. You have to have a few hits to get away with it.
Right, and as I say, on the other end of the scale then, it is the birthday of Kid Creole.
Kid Creole of the coconuts.
Of the coconuts, babe.
Ah, Kid Creole of the coconuts. Amazing. Ah, he was brilliant. What a great character.
Annie, yeah. I'm not your daddy. You know brilliant. That scene in, what's that Adam Sandler movie? The Wedding Singer, is
yeah.
it? When he plays that.
Is he in that, Kid Creole?
No, but he plays that, he does that song. Going to play this specially for the Annie, I'm not your daddy.
Oh,
for the bride.
It's brilliant, it is. Kid Creole and the coconuts, what, he was so cheesy. The big brimmer hat and the bright pink and yellow arm tassels, no.
Yeah.
Oh, great
what a look.
Fun. Great fun.
August Darnell, apparently, is his real
name. Yeah. That's actually a better name than Kid Creole. You should have ran with it. I gotta say, he's 74.
71.
Ah, okay.
71. And then, I mean, kind of your curveball, but to be honest with you, it'll be instantly recognisable to you because I know you've been a fan. It is the birthday of Sam J. Jones.
Who's Sam J. Jones?
No way, PJ. Don't let me down here.
Sam J. Jones?
You, only the real Flash Gordon.
Oh! Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, one of my first ever cinema experiences.
Gordon's alive.
Next year, those silly earthlings. Great
Flash
movie.
Gordon approaching.
And I
open
think
fire.
Safe to say the greatest soundtrack ever.
Oh, Queen's
ever
one,
made.
Brilliant.
Queen
yeah.
doing all the music through the whole. It's just a giant, it's yeah. actually a giant, really camp Queen video. Is
absolutely.
What the movie is.
Oh, ludicrous movie.
Brilliant.
Ludicrous,
yeah,
but I'd so love brilliant. To watch it again.
Same here. Same here. We should have a movie night.
Absolutely.
He's like.
And Sam J. Jones, of course, started appearing in The Big Bang. Because there.
That's
as
right. There's Mad into him, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's like 77.
He's only 67, believe
is
it or not.
Well,
I'm surprised by that myself.
Jeebs, he must have only been a nipper as Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
That was 1981, that movie.
Was he anything before he was in that movie? Like, was he. Is he a proper actor or was he a football player or something?
I don't know. Maybe he was one of the coconuts. I don't know, to be honest, man.
Now you're up to date on how a PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, John. Happy hump day to you, sir.
Good morning. Happy hump day.
How's the form today?
Very well. Absolutely brilliant.
Good. Yeah. How long have you got left with us, by the way?
Two further mornings for the time being. I believe there's something else in the pipeline.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. There's a sense of joy in John's voice there when he's only got two left. What's wrong with you? Speak up there, PJ. He's out there doing something funny. I'll talk to you, John, then, while he's
joviality,
doing something
funny. Joviality, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what is the story, then? What's the plan of attack, then? You're not with us next week. Actually, sure, to be honest
Hello.
With you.
Ah.
There, you're back again.
You,
well
PJ?
Done. You fixed it, did you?
Beg your pardon, sorry yeah. about that, lads.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Say hello to John there, PJ.
Happy hump day.
Yeah, sorry, just intruding in the conversation. What are you talking about?
The happiness of life.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. What's the plan? Well, we're not here next week as well. So is that what you did? You decided, look, I'm not working unless
yeah,
I can
well,
work
I
with
saw
the, unless I can work with the greats.
To be quite honest, I wasn't aware of that. Now that I am aware, I'm very happy.
Thanks for that, John.
No. Oh, yeah.
Hey, talk about taking the wind out of somebody's sails.
Oh no. That it's being part of this absolute, you know, gilded team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
presenters is only the most intoxicating experience. And I
I love that. Like, intoxicating doesn't mean good or bad. Like, you know, it's just,
yeah.
it's just a reference to a different mindset.
It basically just means that he comes to work bemused all the time.
Yeah.
I'm completely intoxicated. I don't know what's going on.
I know. I feel enlivened by this whole thing. Yeah, it's wonderful. Absolutely. You know, intoxicating.
John is the only lad that could pay you a compliment.
I know.
And you come away feeling there was no need for that. That was a bit harsh, wasn't it?
It's like he's got 400 ways of saying yes, and every single one of them means no.
Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, and John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane just ahead of that. Leaving 20 to 7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Happy hump day, Wednesday, 12th of August. And thanks for all the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout about anything today. Damien Hines was on. Actually, he was on about 20 minutes ago. Apologies, Damien, I missed this one. A bit of traffic news. Apparently, there's a van on its roof. Or it certainly was at 20 past 6 this morning.
God.
Van on its roof at Kill on the M7 South. So if that's part of your route, I know traffic isn't really a big deal nowadays. At the moment, at least, generally speaking, you're not getting much traffic reports. But still, nonetheless, that's not a good thing. Van apparently on its roof at Kill. This was 20 minutes ago, according to Damien Hines, on the M7 South. So maybe just watch out for that.
Wow.
Also, you were complaining about the lack of sunshine to go with your heat.
I was.
You need to get to Cork, buddy, apparently.
Apparently the South have been having a lovely few days that we haven't been getting at all, yeah?
Margaret was on about it, saying they've been having absolutely glorious weather the last few days.
Oh.
And Paddy in Cork has managed to brilliantly turn it around. He says, it was 27 degrees in Cork yesterday. Brilliant sunshine all day. Today will be even hotter. A great day for cold beverages, which I would enjoy even more if I had an ugly mug to drink them out of.
Well, the fact that you're enjoying life more than us means no, sir. Although we should send you one. We should. I don't know if there's
Paddy
any
actually,
lying
Paddy
around.
Seems to have his finger on the pulse of the old weather thing. He was the one who was predicting the African flare.
And wasn't he? Yeah, and he hit the nail on the head, in fairness to him. After all my laughing and ridiculing, he was dead right.
Yeah, we ended up getting a belt of the heat, all right. Because it's been topping 20 for the last little while now, hasn't it? For a good little while,
yeah,
a few days.
Oh, like. Yeah, it's been. Yeah, it's those sticky nights, though, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Still, I'll take them out. I'll take them. It's weird. Trying to, like, leave the windows open, close the curtains. I hate open windows. Flies, man. Oh, I hate flies. All the open windows.
And noise as well.
And noise, yes.
Couldn't, I wouldn't be able to.
Especially where I am. Mopeds and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
They take so long to get by. They start the day before.
Do. Yeah, they do. I hear them starting around Holt. It's like if I hear that midnight, I say that'll pass me now around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. That'll be just going by as I'm getting up tomorrow. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, as I say, about anything. Lots to get involved in today. Loads of stuff going on. All the regulars, the hit bit, of course, in about an hour's time. No need to kind of push it towards that. People are absolutely convinced at this stage they have it. The amount of demands we get from people looking to get on and have a go. It's Magic Mike you need to convince. On WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Also, it's still a score of 12 to beat on the breakfast table quiz.
Yeah, 12. So it's a big one. We got set on Monday there.
Yeah.
13 or more, that lucky 13, that one will be all yours.
Because as warm as it is, don't forget, winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
And you'll need
a hoodie and a matching
mask. You'll need to be bedecked in a magnificent, glorious classic hits purple. Godlike hoodie.
It's one of the nicest hoodies you'll ever see. I feel like we should make one of those ads you used to see in the Northern Ireland of the early 90s. Remember?
Yeah.
Where it was just a picture of a fella like posing on a wall or something.
Exactly.
And it has, have you seen our new leather jacket range?
I was just about to say, why were they always for leather jackets?
No idea.
Yeah. One of those ads that, remember that Shop Unique used to have?
Yeah.
They always had offers on leather jackets.
Always, yeah. Always the same leather jackets that were
maybe
on sale.
A couple of jeans, but always leather jackets.
Oh, your leather jacket was you were nobody without a leather jacket in the early 90s. nobody at all. If you weren't walking around, if you didn't have a bit of leather hanging off you,
yeah.
Even the parched leather jacket. Remember, you wore a denim jacket and a leather waistcoat over it.
Oh my God,
the height of style!
Yeah,
the height of style.
I remember though when you used to wear a leather jacket with a denim jacket under it. Do you remember that look?
Is that not what I just said?
You said a leather waistcoat.
Oh yeah, over a denim jacket.
I mean, I didn't know you were such a status quo fan, but let's be honest with you.
You should have seen me leather peaked cap.
Rocking all over the world.
I was walking up Henry Street, and I like it. Chain on me jeans and everything. Oh, you can see me, Jim.
Epic. Get me white t-shirt instantly.
Even had the spats and all.
But anyway, so what do you call it? PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie, yours, certainly at the moment, if you can get 13, that'll put you in a good spot to get your hands on it. And of course, the other big one today, another chance, because there aren't that many chances. PJ and myself are going to give this holiday away this coming Friday.
And
okay?
That's it, yeah.
So it's kind of short and sweet. It's a window of opportunity for something that, as PJ has been saying, you can really look forward to for next year.
Who doesn't want something to look forward to at this stage? Seriously, so a holiday to Malta. When things turn around a little bit, it'll be amazing to have.
Absolutely. And that's what we have for you. Fantastic holiday to Malta, the great Malta Escape. And you can take it next year, 2021, when hopefully a lot of this stuff is well and truly behind us. That'll be something for you to look forward to. If you want to get involved, we'll tell you just after 8 o'clock the song that you need to listen out for. Robin S, Show Me Love, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. 8 minutes past seven on this Wednesday, 12th of August. Happy hump day to you. The day, of course, when we will play, as always in this hour, the hit bit, that's on the way in, what, about 40 minutes' time. But in the meantime, PJ's windows are a little steamy.
Come on. Are yours not? It's gotten to the stage. It's at that stage now in the year where we have those hot, clammy nights. And it's just hard to keep cool.
I don't know about this stage of the year, but certainly at the moment, this, as Paddy declared it, this African flair.
African flair, yeah.
That we're enduring at the moment. It certainly seems as though it's like as you know, John referred to it there, an incredible 26 degrees highs today.
Yeah.
Potentially in some places. But as you said then the other day, not necessarily sunny skies.
No, it's just hot. Hot and sticky. Waking up stuck to yourself in the bed, wondering what it is. Oh, jeevers, Jim.
There's nothing worse being stuck to yourself.
Oh, I hate being stuck to myself. And then you have the duvet, like you try and get your legs between it or
yeah. Do you do that as well?
Yeah. And then you get one leg does be cold and the other one just gets stuck to something anyway. And you're like, I can't. You just can't get comfortable. Lying around near your head. You know, you take your head off the pillow and you can nearly hear the shloop. You're like, oh, jeepers. And you're like, do I open the window? Do I close the window? What do I do?
Because we were talking about this just before 7 o'clock as well. I couldn't possibly contemplate opening the window.
You don't?
Just with the noise. I couldn't do it.
Right. So you just endure. Or is your house cool anyway?
It's not bad. Yeah. Right. I mean, look, when it's this kind of weather at the moment, nowhere's really cool.
Right.
Unless you're sleeping in the fridge.
I know, yeah. Oh,
and I'm not doing that again.
A couple of nights in the fridge, I wouldn't mind it. So they're saying now here that the advice might be not to keep the windows open, like yourself.
Right.
Which is bizarre
but
to
you,
me.
I thought you said you didn't.
I hate open windows.
Because of the flies.
I hate open windows. It's like somebody looks at a house and says, oh, look at it, it's gorgeous. Oh, do you know what it needs now? Flies. We just let the flies in now and we'll be delighted. I despise having open windows. It drives me mad.
Yeah.
But I just can't. I get to a stage where I can't help it anymore.
What about some nice net curtains?
Love it. Oh, remember them. And then you get some blue bottles caught in the middle of them. Banging his head off the window. But they're saying now that if the temperature is higher outside than it is inside, then yeah, you should keep your windows and curtains closed. So it's all about whether you should have the... It depends, like, if it's... a lot of people's homes, and they don't realise it, are cooler inside than they think it is.
Right.
But they go, wow, it's a really hot day, and they open up the windows
and let the hot air
hits in. And say it's a very common mistake. And now to the point that I don't know if that's what I'm doing or not.
If you're letting the hot air in.
Am I letting hot air in or am I letting hot air out? I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer.
Yeah.
So how do I judge that? I suppose I'm going to have to walk around the garden now in me nip now to feel which is which. And get arrested.
There you go.
And I'm just trying to test the temperatures. But they're saying you may want to leave them open first thing in the morning and in the evening, but close them as it reaches the hottest part of the day. They're saying that's a bit of advice.
Yeah, now I would make that mistake then. I'd be guilty of that. Because, if when it's a lovely... Like yesterday, when I went home, right, and it opened all the windows.
Did
straight
you?
Away, opened all the windows.
Right.
To
let the hot in.
Well, that's... I mean, you know, you're saying to yourself you're letting the air in and the fresh air in and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I never would have thought of that. You're actually letting hot air in.
You're letting the hot air into the house where your house might be naturally in shade and keeping it out. You're letting all the hot air from, the, you know, all the fellas breathing in the beer garden. It comes out of their mouths and goes into the windows. And then you're roasting and annoyed and irritated. So it's really hard to know what to do.
Right.
It comes down to each house is probably a little bit different to the next.
Right.
And that you should
so don't immediately
them.
Run for the windows.
No. Yeah. What you need to do is stand outside, stand in the garden. Oh, yeah, sounds a bit ridiculous. What do you do? Licky finger up in the air thing. Yes. The temperature is. And then do the licky finger in the air thing in the house. And then you sort of make a judgment call on it about whether it's going to help or not. And then I suppose no matter what you do, it's that warm, you're going to wake up stuck to yourself in anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you keep cool at night? If anyone has any better ideas on how to keep cool at night, I'd love to hear them.
Would you contemplate sleeping in the garden? Would you get the old tent out and sleep in the garden?
God, imagine.
I mean, I have to say, like, there's a romantic notion of sleeping outdoors. I always thought it would be amazing to fall asleep in, like, a hammock or something in the, you know, sleep in the open air.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a great sleep, you know, to sleep in the open air. But then I suppose...
Even as a kid...
Things could be crawling on
you.
Even
as a kid, I hated it. Way I'm soggy and dew and all
over. Yeah, because I'm not really a camping person, you know. I've never been into tents or caravans or anything, really.
I don't know why anybody would do it. And especially that staying outside. Like, right next to a house. Literally right beside a house. And you've decided, I'd love to be outside today. I can't, like... What's that? That's like driving from here to Cork now and deciding, I'd love to just take the field beside the motorway. I think I'll just, you know, I think I'll just drive in the field beside the motorway all the way down. It
right.
might take 7 days and my car will be destroyed and it won't feel in any way relaxing.
We're probably going to get those suggestions in. Didn't we get loads of mad suggestions about putting glasses of water on the windowsill? And there was all that. And you had, there was things to stop the flies getting in at you. You know, you put, I don't know,
I
you put a bag of something.
A bag of pennies or something like that.
Yeah,
so that's a mad idea. But I'm definitely not doing the garden. You know what it is? The perfect analogy is, it's like doing a gig in the car park or the Tree Arena when
yeah.
there's a purpose-built venue right next door. That's what Michael Downey used to say.
Yeah, I know that's a bed for sleeping in, but I like the grass.
Yeah, but it's lovely outside. But it... You're mental. Open the window. Open the window.
Right, listen, let us know, 087-188-0008, if you have something to stop PJ sticking to himself. That would be very much
Sounds
appreciated.
Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Blondie's Heart of Glass. Here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 17 and a half minutes past seven. Hit bit on the way in about a half an hour's time if you want to get involved. In the meantime, thanks for all of the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008. Here's some of them. Pin back your ears now. I'm going to give you a selection. And you can decide if any of these float your boat.
I'm looking forward to it.
Barbara in Limerick's one to say you should keep your curtains closed during the day. Right,
keep
so that's the secret.
Curtains closed during the day.
Yeah, so
sure,
she said...
Sure, burglar in Ireland, I think I'm gone off on me staycation.
She's saying that when you go abroad on holidays, right, into all of these hot countries, what they do in the apartments and all that sort of stuff is they close the windows, the curtains, during the day. And it sort of blocks out the sun, stops your room getting too warm.
Wow.
So that's her tip. And also, she said, I got bug screens made for some windows and the patio door. I can now leave my bedroom windows open wide at night with no flies or anything. The only thing about it is she has had an infestation of peeping toms.
My God. I'm joking.
I'm joking. She didn't
say
that.
She actually wrote that. I was like, where is this place?
No, you can't go
How
and look.
How has this not been on the Niall Boylan show or something?
Through Barbara's open windows.
Oh, that's gas.
No, but so bug screens. You could get a bug screen.
A bug screen.
There you go.
But, okay, that's what the flies thing, right?
Effectively, that's just like a very tight net curtain.
It's a very tight and stiff net curtain, which is great with the fly situation. But the staying cool situation is the problem that I'm mostly... moaning and whinging about.
Well, keep your curtains closed during the day, Barbara's saying, and then when you open them at night with your bug screen up, you're only getting cold air in.
Be all the burglars, man. They'd be all looking there going, he's gone out there now, look at that. So who'd have the curtains closed in the middle of the day?
Yeah. Also, what else we got? There's a couple more in. Hang on a second. Yeah, a few people have suggested, well, I say a few, two, have suggested that you cover your body with talcum powder. Or baby powder,
what
and apparently it keeps you lovely and cool.
What a brilliant idea!
There you go, head to toe.
You sit down on the bed and there's a cloud in the room.
Yeah, you do endure a slight fog.
But you know something, I've never used talc the way it should be used. I used to see a fella in the gym and he used to smother his underpants in talc, and I always wondered what really the benefit of that was.
Right.
Is that what it is? It's to stop you sort of...
Well, it's to stop you, as you said, sticking to yourself.
That's really the purpose of it, is it?
Pretty much, I reckon, yeah.
I tell you, so we might be onto something.
Of course, you could go Margaret's route and go Egyptian cotton bed linen.
Oh, yes.
If you like.
I would wear, yes, Egyptian cotton bed linen. Do you know something? I'm actually going to Google that now.
Yeah.
And if it's not an extraordinarily amount of money that makes me go, what? Then I'll probably do that.
What about this from Tracy? You can buy a stand-up fan. Nah, that's not going to work, Tracy. Sure, PJ's been doing stand-up for years. He's never had fanny fans.
Ah, that's...
Right. But, I mean, no, but you have a fan in there.
Touché, Jimmy.
You have a fan in there and it doesn't really do the job for you, does it?
Well, I wouldn't say this is the biggest fan in the world. I mean, yeah. This fan literally would fit inside my motorcycle helmet. Yeah,
it's like a chap just sitting beside you, just blowing it at you.
It's like a young lad that got a punch in the belly. It's just,
yeah,
it's not exactly. It's doing somewhat of a job though. Yeah,
yeah.
It's one of those Dyson.
That's about
air
the best
blades.
Of them.
That's
really.
What you want, isn't it? You know those Airblade Dyson yokes. Have you seen them?
They look really cool.
Oh.
But then, of course, you know I'm a Dyson fan, so naturally I'm going to love it.
And I don't think they make any noise.
No, that's no buffeting.
No buffeting.
Yeah. Now I didn't even know buffeting was a thing until I found out that you could have none of it.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? I was reading about all of those fans. I was getting all into it there. And it was like, you know, no turbulence. And I was like, I never even knew you could have turbulence outside of a plane. There are no turbulence in the house at all. Oh, I'm into that.
That could be one to think about. What about opening your attic door? Apparently heat rises and therefore you'll be able to, the heat will like escape through your...
Oh, very good.
Mind you, you probably have your attic insulated, do you? For the very purpose of trying to keep the heat in.
Probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose there's a window up there, I could open the window. But then I'll forget the house be flooded. I'll forget I did it.
It's a never-ending cycle, isn't it?
It's terrible having to remember everything, isn't it? Or even the basics.
1999 from Prince, here at Classic Hits, 25 to 8, final call on the Hit Bit. If you want to get involved, Magic Mike standing by right now. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Convince him to let you on and have a go. And as PJ mentioned, of course, classichits.ie. If you want to start there first, make sure you check out all the previous answers. Don't waste your guess if you do get on. And don't give us your guess on the WhatsApp. Just let us know that you want to play. Now, while you're doing that, in the meantime, there's some monkey business happening that PJ Gallagher has become aware of.
Some drama yesterday in Cork, Fault Island. Did you hear about it?
No.
Monkey Valentino. He got out, so he
Valentino?
Did. Yeah. He escaped from his enclosure yesterday. And he was chased by zookeepers in golf carts. In a high-speed chase with golf carts through the through Fault Island to try and
get him. Well, there's an oxymoron. High-speed chase in a golf cart.
I know.
It's a struggle to get that going.
I am trying to ham this up a little bit. It's pretty obvious I'm going for the drama in this story here. So visitors to Fota Wildlife in Park in Cork. What a great place to go as well.
I'd love to go. I've never been.
A deadly little spot. Yeah. Said the zoo was put on temporary lockdown.
Oh, my God.
So it was the first with known monkey lockdown. That we've come across in this
year. It was like a full blown prison break. It was like lockdown and high speed chase and everything going off. Fantastic.
He escaped and he ran through crowds of onlookers while being pursued by golf carts, running through, going out of my way. unbelievable drama. Yeah.
And a zookeeper shouting, "Stop that monkey!"
Yeah. And he was like, "Don't you put your hands near me." A zoo spokesperson confirmed the exits were blocked immediately, so they obviously have a sort of protocols in place if there is a monkey escape. So they blocked the exits while the other lads pursued the primate. A male rollaway monkey, well, he is the breed, I suppose you would say.
Rollaway?
Yeah, rollaway. L-O. Oh. R-O, like Rolo, like the sweet.
Rollaway.
Rollaway.
Right. Yeah.
And Valentino was continually under observation, the statement goes, by the animal rangers, and was quickly coaxed into a secure holding pen and returned safely to the island habitat. At no time was he in danger or a threat to any visitors or members of the public. Then the zoo said they did not disclose how Valentino managed to get out of the enclosure. Well, of course not, because if the other monkeys find out...
Absolutely. It'll be just a free-for-all.
Yeah, they'll be digging. They better check for tunnels now and everything.
Absolutely.
It'll be like the Great Escape. Valentino was after blowing the big one, I'd say. he went for the wall instead of like all the other lads. They were all planning a night out in Cove.
I'd say, anyway, it wouldn't be tunnels. I'd say he'd probably go for the old zip wire or something. He'd have it lined up, you know.
Yeah.
From tree to railing, railing to somewhere else.
It actually does make me think of all the Valentino and his buddies. They're all
Valentino.
Like,
what a great name as well.
Great name for a rollaway
monkey.
And
it makes him sound like he'd have been the leader in there. And he, you know, I'm getting out of here. You guys can do what you like, but I'm getting out of here. That Valentino, he's so wild.
Yeah, you imagine that. There's like, he's like the you know,
he'd be the Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
You know, in The Great Escape. He'd be the Steve McQueen of the gang.
And all the other monkeys are walking around, they've all got posh English accents. So, chaps, today's plan I'm working on the breakout is going to go as thus.
Yeah, and Valentino walks in and goes, "You guys, you do what you want to do. I know what I'm doing."
Yeah, Valentino, we really do need your help if we're going to shift this many people out. We don't want any renegade monkey business out of you, Valentino.
Oh, man.
But it's unfair. I mean, he made his break. He had his fun. He got out and about. He's well treated. He was brought back in completely unharmed. Coaxed in. I don't know how they coaxed him in. Maybe with some nuts or a Dyson Airblade fan or something
yeah,
like that. Maybe
yeah.
they met. Maybe he, maybe met he was some bands.
Maybe he was protesting for better conditions.
Hey, that's what it is. Maybe.
Do you realise how hot it gets in here at night?
Well, I'm waking up.
You're in the open air. I know I am, and I'm still roasting.
I'm waking up stuck to myself. It's
and I come from a very hot country, so you know it's just not right.
Yeah, I want to go staycation in Leitrim is what he was saying.
Classic hits. Hip hip. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth 1,570 quid this morning, so we've loads to give away. It really is improper money at these days.
Improper money.
It is improper money at these days. So is what it is. Here's a little bit of what it sounds like. It's a lot of what it sounds like. That's just a little bit of a song. And this morning who's going to play for us is Carol. How are you, Carol?
How you doing, guys?
How are you, morning. Carol? What's going on for you today?
Oh, good. Not much. I'm still on holidays from work, but...
You're on holidays? Oh, right. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, good stuff. Did you go anywhere at all? Did you wander off at all? Or?
Yeah, I went to Rome.
Rome?
Yeah, I roamed around my back
there. Hey! Carol's on fire!
Not a bad way to spend your holidays, in fairness to you, Carol.
Absolutely.
Right, we'd love to give you a few quid this morning, Carol. What do you think?
I think it's Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl.
Brown-eyed girl, good one. What do you reckon, Michael?
A guaranteed Irish, Michael. What do you reckon?
Indeed, great song it is as well. Unfortunately, Carol, it is wrong. Sorry.
All right.
Have I told you lately to check out classic.ie for all the wrong guesses?
Oh,
my God.
Very nice, very nice. Listen, Carol, have a good day.
You too.
Back to Rome. Enjoy it, Carol.
Bye.
Bye, bye. Waiting patiently is Catherine. Hiya, Catherine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Not bad, Catherine. Thanks very much. How are you getting on?
I'm all right now. No fear.
And where are you this morning?
I'm in County Limerick.
Limerick, right. Have you got the sunshine? Are you getting all the sunshine that Cork keep bragging about?
We'll have it later, hopefully.
Yeah, certainly hope so.
Yeah, we're all living in hope with the old sunshine later on.
Yeah, bit of roaming around you can do yourself.
Oh yeah, out the back garden.
Exactly, yeah. 1,570 quid though, Catherine, this morning for you, if you can tell us what it is.
I think it's Cameo Word Up.
What a song! Oh my God, I'd love to be able to play that. This bloomin' non-repeat thing is a bit of a pain in the backside.
It gets hard to deal with, yeah.
But anyway, great song, Michael. What about that?
That is a fabulous song, all right. Can you imagine you won this money? Huge amount of money. Like, you'd probably dance around, wouldn't you? Like, you do your dance.
Oh, jeez. <Yeah. first.
laughs> Anyway, you won't be doing that because you're wrong.
Oh, no.
That's a shame.
Oh, right, sorry about that, Catherine.
No listen, worries. Catherine, thanks for playing. Keep at it. Don't give up on it. Cheers, you
bye
too.
Bye-bye
now. Right, so there we go. Nos Word Up from Cameo, which is a shame. And Nos, Brown-Eyed Girl from Van Morrison.
So two more we know it definitely isn't anyway. You can have a go at Niall Boylan later on. Sibby Wine, 1,570 quid there. So it's definitely worth having a little listen on classichits.ie as many times as you like. Like Jim's always saying, the penny might just drop for you.
You never know. Has anybody been even remotely close, Michael?
No.
Oh, great. Well, that's reassuring.
At least we're going, on the right track, eh?
Queen and Radio Gaga here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 11 minutes past 8 from Radio Gaga to...
Biscuits and TV.
I still love that. I've forgotten how funny that is.
Anyway, yeah, it's been a while, it has to be said, since we've done Biscuits and TV. Magic Mike has joined us in studio to give us his tuppence worth on what might be good in the box or worth checking out or whatever, all that sort of stuff. As usual, if you have recommendations for us, feel free to let us know. 087-188-0008, something you want to pass on to the rest of the nation if you found a hidden gem. I'll tell you what, will I just go first this week to get out of the way? Because I don't have anything to particularly recommend. But what I can say to you is, right, listen to this, right? So check out these. So there's been Penny Dreadful, City of Angels.
Right.
There's been the Perry Mason thing on Sky.
Yeah.
There's been, what's the other one that's on there as well? There's Condor. Remember I was telling you about that?
Oh, you were telling me about that.
And they're grand.
Nothing, you're not singing songs about any of them, right?
Yeah, they're grand. Like as in, yeah, no, absolutely, yeah, watch that. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, how was that? That was, yeah, no, it was all right. It was, but nothing that you go, oh my God, wait till you see this, it's
right.
Brilliant.
Because normally there's always something that we're all completely enthusiastic about. We have someone each, and it's not.
I didn't get it from this. Yeah,
right.
They're all fine. Don't get me wrong. They're all fine. You know, I'm sure you'll enjoy them.
Mm.
But they're not.
Not to do. They're not floating you about. Yeah.
Must see.
This sounds like we've gone into restaurant reviews all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Whereas was, yes, the service was excellent. However, the product itself was not fantastic. You're sort of coming almost empty-handed this time around.
I'm afraid so. Yeah. So I just thought I'd get myself out of the way.
And it's not without research. Have you? I mean, is there
do you want me to go with something yet?
Yeah.
I picked this up the other day, right? And this is really weird. This is happening to me a lot with all the madness going on. I just want something funny to watch.
Right.
Like just something that I don't have to think about
hard,
right? That's not going to stress me out because we're all stressed.
Yeah.
And every time I do it, I end up coming across something that stresses me out more, right? Which happened in this instance. But I've got to give it to you anyway because it is good. It's called Connected. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's lots of different... It's kind of a science type show. And I've watched one episode and the first episode is called Surveillance, right? And it's all about different quirky ways. It's kind of all over the place, but it's different quirky scientific ways of surveillance and the way all humans are connected. And the first episode was about this guy in Delaware, right? Do you want me to tell you this now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course.
It was this guy in Delaware who is a bird enthusiast, and there's these little birds, kind of insignificant birds, they're only like sparrows or whatever, and he just loves them, and he's monitored them all the time or whatever, and he wondered why they were heading off away from their nesting season early sometimes, because it didn't happen all the time. Anyway, he figured out that these birds, right, can predict hurricane seasons before meteorologists can predict them at all. Like, they know when it's going to be a bad hurricane season and they have to get across the ocean over to Brazil to their migration places.
Wow.
I can't wait till they find a parrot that can predict a lottery number. That's going to be incredible. Well,
this is what they're saying. They're saying animals have this intuition that we just don't, we can't fathom.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that they can predict stuff. And what more can we do with it?
Can we get them
to predict lottery numbers?
I mean, how many times have I said, rain today because the cows were sitting down? And all, you know what I mean?
I know.
It's basically the same thing,
and,
PJ.
I mean, sometimes,
you know,
often PJ leaves very early from here and I'm wondering to myself,
yeah,
is he predicting
he
weather
knows
or something?
It's going to, yeah.
Like sometimes
there's a shower on the way.
I sometimes after the show, like, he's gone. I'm going, oh my God, Jim, PJ's gone.
Did you even see him leave?
No. And then it rains.
It's incredible.
I think that's more a sign that there's sunshine on the way.
Then the sun comes out.
There's sunshine or a boss on the way. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah. It's one or the other. Yeah, it's something big and hot anyway.
Anyway, it's called Connected. That's only one part of it, but it'll tell you how it works. The next episode is about poo.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Straight away you've hooked PJ in.
You've got me in.
Straight away.
And it's sewers, and you know the way they're testing for coronavirus.
So are you giving that a recommendation, Michael, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's fun.
Right, so Connected on Netflix, says Michael.
Yeah, very good. I have a confession to make. I've gone there, like Mike, I was looking for something to take my mind off the goings-on of the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Lads, I've gone into reality TV. I can't get over it. I've gone into it in a big way, in a bad way, lads.
Now, hang on a second. What, like,
I've gotten into it to the point that I've subscribed to a reality TV channel called Hiyu on Now TV. And I can't get enough of this ridiculous show called Below Deck.
About
season.
The cruise.
Yeah.
I love those shows.
Oh, my God. I can't. It's not a cruise ship. It's chartered yachts for extraordinarily rich people.
Love it.
And the crews change every season. And the drama that goes on below deck. Jim, do you know how hard it is to get pickles in Tahiti? I swear to God, Jim. You wouldn't believe the carry-on and the goings-on. And they're all having romances with each other because they're trapped on a boat out in the middle of nowhere to
get
on.
That was amazing, wasn't it? They're all having romances. I kind of knew where you were going with that initially.
I say it. They're all Frenchy in each other. okay. the boats.
Let me ask you this question because I would love this. I actually watched, is it Francis Brennan was on last night in RTE doing his cruise ship thing.
Oh, yeah?
He went and visited cruise ships or whatever. Is it very...
you people really are desperate for telly, aren't
you? I'm telling you.
I love that cruise stuff. I love
it's
that. Good. I love that airport 24/7
oh,
thing.
I love all
like,
that.
You know,
all
right, okay.
And we join PJ at the carousel with the take of the bags
where
off.
He's just been discovered with his marijuana.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The sniffer dog is... Oh. Yeah, I love those things. But is it very contrived, is what I'm asking?
No, it's not. It's and I was reading up a lot about it, and apparently the guests genuinely had no idea what was going on as they try and mask and put a face on it. You get really attached to all the characters and the carry-on of them, and they're all young. And, of course, apparently in this yachty career, it's a work-hard, play-hard career, so just as they get on, they all have a night out together, and then everyone hates each other the next morning. Glorious television.
Brilliant.
And then when I finished the last episode of that, I got into this Australian one of Back with the Ex, where they get people who haven't been together
God.
For years.
Oh, he's lost it. That's totally gone. That's too far.
Back with the Ex.
He likes to be watching Say Yes to the
that's
Dress.
That's exactly. I said, I was just about to say, you're one step away from Say Yes to the Dress.
Come on.
And
man.
Love Island.
Come
and
on.
All that.
We don't want to lose you now, PJ.
Lads,
he's gone,
worry.
Man. He's gone.
Stop that. Back with the Ex is only methadone compared to the full heroin of Yes to the Dress. But I have to say, I've gone down a wormhole with it. I
back
can't get
with
enough.
The Ex.
Yeah, I know. That's the bad one. Below Deck is the recommendation.
Okay.
Right.
Back with the Ex is basically me trying to wean myself slowly off Australian reality television.
And you subscribed to a reality TV channel.
€6 a month, lads. Best €6 I've ever spent. I've never gotten so much
value. Is that Below Deck thing not on Netflix?
There's two episodes on. There's two seasons on Netflix.
Okay.
But the other 10 are on Hiyu on Now TV.
What season are you on?
I just finished all of them. It doesn't matter.
10 seasons?
It's not 10 seasons.
12 seasons altogether. There's two on Netflix and there's... And the other
how did they make 12 seasons out of that show?
Oh my God, Jim, you have to see it. Lads, I'm telling you.
12 seasons out of not being able to get pickles in Tahiti.
Oh, that's only one episode, Jim. There's a whole episode where they don't know where to find glass bottles on the beach. It's unbelievable.
Right. Come here, let me give you...
It's incredible.
Let me give you some of the recommendations coming in
a
on
WhatsApp. A millionaire
that
wouldn't wear a life jacket.
Will you shut up for a minute while we let the people talk? Right, Rake on Netflix. Has anybody watched The Rake
never
on Netflix?
No, I've seen it advertised, but I haven't seen any of it.
Okay, somebody going for that. Also, somebody saying Fear City. Anybody got an experience of Fear City on Netflix?
No, it sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Not what I need right now.
Yeah, yeah, we're living in it. Like. Yeah.
Unsolved. What about that? That's on Netflix as well.
Oh, Unsolved Mysteries. Is that it? Must mean the Unsolved Mysteries. Of course, that's the one from the 90s is brought back again, and I have watched it, and
Two
it's
Peckins,
absolutely brilliant.
Notorious B.I.G. and all.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. No, that's a different one.
Brilliant.
That's a different one.
Operation Odessa, which is the film, Doc, I suppose that was about... Isn't that about the cruise ship that kind of ran ashore? Is that
oh,
that one?
Yeah, Odessa,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Your mad captain that wants to wave to his mates and he sank the whole ship.
One for you, Michael. Miracle Workers, apparently, on Sky is funny.
Miracle Workers on Sky, okay.
Miracle Workers, somebody is saying for that.
Wait, now, what? Yeah, okay.
Yellowstone. Anybody, how many you come across that?
I've been at sea for too long, lads, because a lot of these aren't ringing bells, like, at all, in any way.
And actually, sorry, I have seen this one, Prodigal Son. I've seen two episodes of it. It's shaping up. It could be good.
Yeah.
Michael Sheen, very good actor. You know Michael Sheen, the guy, the English Welsh actor, whatever he is, and he's a serial killer in it, who's in prison.
Okay.
And his son has actually ended up becoming an FBI profiler,
right?
Of serial killers, and they have this really strained relationship.
Oh, that's amazing.
Prodigal Son. It looks like it could... It might go places, all right. That might be one to watch.
Sounds like it's got almost as much drama as a billionaire who couldn't get black truffles. That one was in Thailand. Lads, you'd have to see it.
Can I ask for a request? Apart from that, right, that sounds good. Is it shenanigans?
Oh, it is, yeah. Because the last season doesn't finish, unfortunately, because of the shenanigans, yeah.
All right. Okay, so they're all hugging and it's all, like, outdated, like.
So there's no social distancing?
Oh, no, you couldn't be banging out Frenchies in the yacht during a coronavirus.
So can I ask for a question? Is there anything, like, laugh out loud, funny, like, totally take your mind off things, hilarious?
Okay, there's the question. 087-188-0008, if you've got something to take Mike's magic mind.
He's looking for the ultimate comedy.
One thing that won't, but the amount of people texting in that The Fall being on Netflix now... is a great thing.
It's literally the opposite of funny.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying as a recommendation for something brilliant to watch.
Brilliant
The Fall. I'm going to definitely get into that.
Yeah, the first two series are really good. The third one,
Right, so listen, let us know, 087-188-0008, specifically, I mean, by all means, you can lash in suggestions, but if you've got something particularly hilarious that our Magic Mike can ease his weary brain on.
Definitely. Have you seen Benidorm? Someone's just recommended Benidorm.
Is that a reality thing?
No, far from it. No, have you ever seen it?
Oh, it's the holiday thing.
Yeah.
Benidorm is like a fictional version of PJ's Below Deck.
It kind of is, yeah. It's Brits in the sun, Brits in Spain type of thing. It's really daft, but it's actually
That sounds okay.
I really loved it because it was so enjoyably just silly. It's funny. Why, you're all looking at me weird.
Duran Duran, Girls on Film. Actually, a lot of people thought that the start of that Duran Duran, Girls on Film was actually the start of Club Tropicana from Wham.
It sounds like it.
There was a little flurry of texts in about that. But anyway, it's not. And it is Club Tropicana from Wham. Just to give you another little reminder, technically we're not supposed to, but still. Club Tropicana from Wham is the Malta song today. It's when you hear that you need to text Malta and your name into 087-188-0008. WhatsApp it in specifically. And hopefully you'll get in with a chance to win that amazing escape to Malta. In the meantime, just something following up on breakfast and TV, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Biscuits and TV. Somebody sent in a WhatsApp, right? Just caught my imagination. They sent in this WhatsApp saying that Richard Boyd Barrett.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you know, the Dunleary Rathdown politician.
I know, yeah, I know him.
Is a half-brother of, you know the way I was saying the Condor was one of the series I was watching.
Oh, exactly, right? Yeah.
And Condor, the star of it, is the Hollywood actor Max Irons.
Right.
Who's the son of Jeremy Irons and Sinead Cusack.
Okay, yeah, I know. I'm following you so far.
And this person WhatsApped in to say, did you know that Richard Boyd Barrett is the half-brother
right.
of Condor star Max Irons?
I did not know that at all.
So naturally I was intrigued. Wasn't sure whether it was some sort of a wind-up or I was missing the gag or something, but I looked it up and it's absolutely true. Because Richard Boyd Barrett was adopted as a child or whatever, and you know,
didn't know he was in my club with there either. I didn't know that.
And it turns out that he's a half-brother of Max Irons.
Well, there
who was the
you
star
go.
Of Condor. There you go. Isn't that a weird link?
Had never. That
didn't
is,
know any
that's
of that.
Such an unusual link. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, just thought I'd mention it. I found it kind of interesting.
It is interesting, and loads of things are linking into our last little sort of chat about Netflix there, because now you have that. And of course, famously, Blockbuster were offered to sell or buy Netflix. And Blockbuster went, no way, the social element of the video shop will never disappear. And of course, you would say that that's one of those that goes up there with, you know, the guys who will refuse to sign the Beatles saying their music would never catch on. Effectively, it's one of those decisions. And sort of sadly, in a way, the last ever Blockbuster store is now closing. The last one in the world.
It's only closing now.
It's closing now, yeah. And it's going to be turned into an Airbnb and left as a shop with a little living room that you can stay in. And of course, you'll have the freedom in the shop then to pick whatever movies you want to watch and
are
put them
serious?
On. Yeah.
That's deadly.
And it is deadly. And it's going to be amazingly cheap to stay in. They're going to try and make it as close to stay a night in this Airbnb as it would be to rent a video. So it's going to be like $4 plus fees. Apparently it was like $3.05 to get to rent a video.
Oh my god.
And now it's going to be $4 plus fees. You can see the preview photos online. It looks brilliant. There's a little portion
sure,
of the store.
Sure, that rate you'd never move out. You'd move in and just keep paying your late fees.
I think there's a limit.
It'd be still cheaper than renting.
Yeah, much like taking the video and holding on to it. There's a limit and there'd be fines. It wouldn't add up very well for you. But the store's manager, she's a woman called Sandy Harding, and she was just like, she's inspired to run it as a sleepover business now because she wants to say thank you to the community who supported her long after.
I was just going to say, I cannot believe it's lasted this long.
There's been no need for it. People have obviously just been renting them and just leaving them on the side of the.
It must have been literally just for the social element. They must have gone along, rented a video, gone home with the video, put it on a shelf, never watched it, and just brought it back the next day.
Yeah, just, there you go. So I kept it for a month.
Stayed
too long.
For the chat and a coffee.
There's your $50, fine, whatever. And then hung around with Sandy having a coffee, like you said. So that's the crack. It's the last standing Blockbuster's location in the world, and she says it is an ode to movie magic and simpler times and the sense of community that you can't get from all these modern day digital platforms. She has a point.
Yeah, a lot to be said.
She has a point. Yeah, but
although I'm still not going back to video. Still not going back to Beulah.
Ah, no, but this is it, isn't it? This is what always happens. Like, you hear Beulah's closing down and all, you know, that's disgraceful. I was one of them. I can't believe it. Yeah. What a wonderful part of Dublin. When was the last time you were in a PJ? That's none of your business.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
And our prize this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz is literally backed by popular demand. So many people would love to wear the purple gorgeousness of the Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie. It's incredible. It's absolutely fantastic. We modelled it here in the office. Oh, it's a while back now, PJ, isn't it?
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'll tell you something,
ago.
I mean, the offers that came flooding in.
I'm not joking.
The modelling offers, apart from anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, some of them said, please never do that again.
Exactly.
I will literally send you cake every day for a week if you if you just send it not with your head in it.
But honestly, it's a magnificent piece of kit. We do have to say a huge thank you to our very good friends at jackandjades.com. They do all your sort of embroidery and printing and needs and all that sort of stuff. Everything. There's a lot, way too much to mention. Best thing is to check out their website. As I say, jackandjade.com. They're there in Kildare. But they've supplied us with another one of these exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodies and one of the fantastic Classic Hits face masks as well. So you can have the full set. And at the moment, you need 13 to do it.
13 is what you need. So 12 to score to beat. And Pat Boylan is going to have a go this morning. You're in Dublin. How are you, Pat?
How are you, PJ? How's things?
Not too bad, Pat. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. I'm having a hard time sleeping, but I'm going to try and use some of your little tips today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you suffering with the heat, is it, Pat?
Oh, I do, yeah. Oh, geez, the house is roasting.
Getting stuck to yourself. That's what happens.
It's hard to walk sometimes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, yeah. Oh, it's a nightmare, isn't it? All the tossing and turning. And are you a windows open or a windows closed, man?
Well, I'm living in Clondalkin, so windows closed.
Absolutely, Pat. That's the way forward. Absolutely. Keep the noise and everything else out. That's what I say.
Yeah, it's the everything else we have to worry about.
Right. I tell you, well, fair play.
Let's try and win you a hoodie that you can wear. You can look forward to the winter a bit.
Because the one thing you can do...
That's what you need
the
now.
One thing you can give to a man who's suffering from the heat is give him a hoodie.
A hoodie top. Perfect for you.
Right, listen, Pat, the very best of luck. 60 seconds. Here we go.
What singer rose to fame when Eminem sampled their song Thank You into his song Stan?
Dido.
Where in Europe would a car with DK be from?
Denmark.
Which word meaning slash or chop is also a slang term for a journalist?
Oh, don't know.
A hack. In which Italian city would you find Marco Polo Airport?
Oh, France.
Venice. What is the capital of Iran?
Tehran.
In what year did the Pope first visit Ireland?
78.
79. Which planet is the second closest to the sun?
Mercury.
Venus. What colour is the cross on the flag of England?
White.
It's red. Robert Smith is the lead singer of what cult group?
Smiths.
The Cure. The raven is the largest member of which family of birds?
The crow.
The resort of Torremolinos is on what Spanish? Which of the Spanish costas?
I didn't understand. I didn't hear you there.
Costa del Sol. I'll give it to you. David Cameron was the leader of what British political party?
Conservatives.
What would you start by? What would you start by booting it up? Would it be your car or your computer?
Computer.
Yes. Yeah. Well done.
My God, do you know something? You are so close with some of them. Like, you were literally picking so close with some of your answers.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I was in the Phoenix Park when he came over.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. But you'd never remember that patch of the heat that day. It would do you in?
And it's gas that you're in the heat. Oh, yeah, so 78 for instead of 79 there.
I know,
and then you had
yeah.
like the Smiths instead of the Cure, and of course they were great rivals.
And the colours the wrong way around on the flag,
the
just the red and the white.
Yeah, and the red and the white and the flag. You were so close with some of them.
Right, listen, it's still.
You probably didn't do the sweat top an extra extra large anyway.
Well, I tell you, around these parts you need all sorts of sizes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in fairness to you. Not a bad score, Pat, just not quite good enough this week.
Okay, no.
Listen,
problem.
Have a good one. Take care of yourself, buddy.
All right,
cheers.
See you, Pat. Thanks for having a go.
Breakfast Table Quiz.